Ben's got some trick dogs. As a matter of fact, he's on the phone this morning. Ben Kirsten, you've probably seen the van. Is your dog driving you crazy? Ben is probably the quintessential dog trainer in this town. In fact, his dogs can do things that my dog wouldn't even dream of doing. I don't know how long you have to be training them. But let's talk to Ben Kirsten this morning. Happy National Dog Week, Ben. Good morning to you. You've got some border collies that are certainly trick dogs. But do they talk?
Do they talk? Well,
almost.
Sometimes when you don't want them to. they talk on command, actually. They don't have the same dexterity that you do on the mic, Barry.
No, that's right. So my job is safe, then, is that
that's
it?
That's right.
Okay. Ben, you've also been training dogs for Hollywood. You do it as sort of a sideline to your regular job, which is here in Victoria, as the dog trainer extraordinaire. We came to meet you years ago when I had an Airedale, and I recall at that particular time you said that you could teach my dog with 7 days. And you said, what kind of a dog do I have? I said, I got an Airedale. And you said, 2 weeks.
An Airedale. You know what? It's true. Actually, I wish I had known about it before, because I used to have an Airedale. And we were actually asked to leave the dog obedience class after 2 weeks. We were asked to leave.
It's because Airedales are so smart, right, Ben?
That's right. They learn. Yeah, they learn so fast that they don't want you to blow the other dogs away, I guess. That's the problem.
Well, they just look at you and they go, are you crazy? Sit, stay. Oh, what are you talking about?
Who do you think you're talking to?
I saw a pretty amazing Airedale on the movie 101 Dalmatians last night. Did you notice the big guy doing all the incredible stunts was a big male Airedale?
No, I haven't seen the movie yet.
Yeah, I thought of Barry.
Wow.
We have a little one. She's 22 months, so this is the kind of movies that we watch all the time now.
Who is the smartest dog, or what breed is the smartest dog?
Well, everybody thinks the Border Collies are the smartest dog, but that's a little bit of a misconception, in that the Border Collie is probably the most willing to please, the most neurotic workaholic A-type, if you will.
And is that necessary to really train a dog?
Well, wait a sec. That doesn't make them the smartest.
Uh-huh.
That makes them the most willing to please. There is a difference. Studies were done many years ago. The studies were very conclusive. And those studies showed that there was no one breed that was more or less intelligent than any other breed. So every now and then you'll read an article in the newspaper, and it'll quote, you know, something like the Border Collie is the genius whiz dog. Untrue.
So it's just more the one most willing to please, then, I guess, is
exactly
the criteria.
In fact, that study showed that cats overall were more intelligent than dogs. In this study, the cat figured out how to grab a little wagon by a string, pull it up to an area, jump up on the wagon to get the food treat.
Ah, but you see, there's the clue. It ain't willing to please. It just wants to go for the food.
Exactly.
Now,
but
cats
the dogs
don't want to please anybody.
You
the
know
dogs
what?
Couldn't get as far as the wagon. Not even close.
My cat used to on our front door. She used to jump up, hit the latch, walk in, and close the door behind her.
This is National Dog Week.
Yeah, forget about it.
We're getting sidetracked here.
Okay, so is your dog driving you crazy? Talk about how you can overcome this, Ben. A lot of people have this problem.
Well, One of the things we see as being really common is somebody has a problem, be it housebreaking, digging, barking, you name it, and they're shouting no 20 times an hour at this poor dog, especially if it's a young puppy. This is one of the quickest ways to ruin your relationship, and totally unnecessary. For example, we look at prevention as being the number one aspect in resolving problem behavior. For example, you know, the dog has a teething problem. They're chewing on everything in the house. Well, you know, does that puppy have some toys to play with? Are they being confined when the owner's not there? Do they have the run of the house?
Mm-hmm.
So prevention comes in many different forms. Proper exercise, getting the dog enough toys, spending time with the dog, obedience training. Do you see what I'm getting at? Shouting constantly at the dog is a surefire way to ruin your relationship.
In fact, if you train that dog properly, the dog will be waiting for your command, and you don't even have to speak above a whisper. They should be hearing you.
Yeah, exactly. Well, the thing is, you know, when you have a dog that knows the house rules, you don't have to be on their case constantly for things that they're doing wrong. You can actually start to enjoy them and praise them for the things they're doing right. So
we sort of touched on the subject last hour, Ben, about pet insurance, and when a dog gets ill, sometimes they're put down. This also applies to dogs that are just untrainable. I suppose a lot of dogs are just given off to other families, and eventually they just wind up in the pound.
The figures on that, the actual statistics are mind-devastating. Most people wouldn't even come close to conceiving the amount of dogs in our society that just don't make it.
Because they bite or because they're just incorrigible? It's really basically the original training, I suppose, of the dog.
Well, I read an article a few days ago from a magazine I picked up in 1990. The article in this mag is called Reasons for Surrender. And unfortunately, it's a lot more superficial than something like, you know, a serious problem behavior. Yes, many dogs are put down for problem behavior, just having doing digging, barking. But we have people in our society surrendering dogs every day, problems in this country and everywhere in the world, for reasons like I'm moving, didn't get along with my cat, mm-hmm. reasons that are, you know, really hard to comprehend. But anyhow, that's I guess there's, you know, some responsible dog owners out there, they when they get that young puppy, they realize